Young adult farm workers vocalized their cause in West Capitol Park. Inside the halls of state government, the advocates and activists got down to brass tacks. New York Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Donna Lieberman says they are calling on legislators to correct an 80-year-old wrong.
And finally pass the Farm Worker Fair Labor Practices Act immediately. 80 years ago, when the New Deal established major reforms to workers' rights, farm workers were excluded. Because back then, most farm workers were black. And that's the deal that Southern segregationists insisted on to support reform. Today, New York's farm workers are overwhelmingly Latino. But for them, Jim Crow is still the law of the land when it comes to their labor rights. Jim Crow was wrong then, it's wrong now, and it's time to close the gap in basic worker protection.
An estimated 78% of New York's 100,000 farm workers are Latino. The bill is similar to one enacted in 2010 that gave domestic workers fundamental labor rights and protections. Assemblyman Keith Wright.
I can guarantee you that we will probably get, as chair of the Labor Committee, more than likely, we will get this bill out of committee very, very soon, out of the Labor Committee.
The bill routinely dies in the Senate. Advocates hope this year will be different. Reverend Richard Witt journeyed to Albany on behalf of the Sullivan County Duck Workers. His Poughkeepsie-based ministry has worked with for more than 20 years.
And the duck workers are responsible, each worker, for feeding 350 ducks three times a day. And because New York excludes farm workers from many of the basic rights afforded the rest of us, those duck workers are not entitled to a day of rest, they're not entitled to overtime pay, and they're not entitled to any protection if they try to bargain collectively to improve their situation. So each worker responsible for these three shifts, and it lasts 30 days, never gets off more than 4 or 5 hours between shifts. And those ducks are grown for a foie gras that's found in the finest restaurants across the world.
Witt adds that passing the bill is a matter of basic human rights and dignity. The New York Farm Bureau has opposed the measure year after year. An agency spokesperson was not available for comment. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.